Remember the non-existent evidence of weapons of mass destruction cited by the governments of the United States, Britain and Australia to justify war in Iraq? Well, memories of that might well explain the caution being shown by some US allies today in the face of US assurances that it can prove that Iran carried out attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman late last week. Iran has denied any role in the attacks, but the tensions are still very high over one of the world's busiest shipping routes. Nick Grimm reports.
US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spent much of his weekend on the phone to America's allies, laying out the case against Iran. Then, promising that solid evidence will come, he took to US television to reassure the American public the Trump administration has high confidence about who carried out last week's attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman.
It's unmistakable what happened here. These were attacks by the Islamic Republic of Iran on commercial shipping on the freedom of navigation with a clear intent to deny transit through the strait. This was on the Gulf of Oman side of the Strait of Hormuz.
So far, the US case against Iran has relied on grainy footage said to show Iranian forces removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of the targeted tankers. But that explanation has been seemingly contradicted by the victims of the attack, with the crew of the Japanese-owned tanker, the Kakura Courageous, reporting that they'd been struck by two flying objects. The crew told us something came flying at the ship, says Yutaka Katada, president of the shipowning company Kakuka Sanyo. It exploded and then the crew found a hole on the ship. Both Japan and Germany have called on the United States to provide more concrete evidence confirming Iran's involvement in the attack. Other allies, though, aren't so reticent in backing the Trump administration. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has called for a decisive stance to be taken against what he calls Iranian expansionism, vowing Saudi Arabia is ready to defend its interests. Meanwhile, Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt also in little doubt that Tehran ordered the attacks.
We've got videos of what happened. We've seen evidence. We don't believe anyone else could have done this.
In Washington, the doubts have Democrats urging caution. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi questioning the Trump administration's motives for wanting to provoke the Iranians.
We have absolutely no appetite for going to war or to be provocative to create situations that might evoke responses where mistakes could be made.
Relations have been deteriorating between the two countries since President Trump pulled the US out of the Iran nuclear deal last year. Now Republicans like Senator Tom Cotton are calling for swift retaliation.
These unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike.
That's something the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo doesn't rule out.
The United States is going to make sure that we do take all the actions necessary, diplomatic and otherwise, that achieve that outcome.
Iranian officials have accused the US and its allies of fabricating evidence to drag Iran into a war, an outcome all sides insist is the one they most want to avoid.
Nick Grimm with that report.